Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM, wherever you are tuned in from. Thank you for picking us, or should I say, moi. It's a Sunday and it's a little hot here in the capital, wherever you are tuned in. Thank you for tuning in and just fasten your seatbelt for the usual Sunday 11 to 1 DJ versus, not DJ versus, DJ featuring humor type of a show that is Mind the Gap. Look, I like to put this disclaimers, I like to start with them. And that's also why I have them, the disclaimer on my poster. Because I know that the type of comedy genre I do is mostly political commentating. And a lot of people, when it comes to politics, can't tell the difference between humor and serious, which is why politicians keeps lying to you. And you can't even tell the difference. Even if a politician sneezed, someone will take that serious. So, I mean, someone will still go, I mean, that's a very important point. What important point? He just sneezed. Oh man, that's one heck of a speech. Now, because there are a lot of Namibians like that, that can tell the difference between, especially when it comes to politics, cannot tell the difference between sarcasm and seriousness. I think more often when politicians say, I will create employment, they're just joking and we take them serious. I'll create employment. Excuse me, sir. Do you have a tax shop? That's how you know homeboy is lying. When is the, every time you hear a politician starting an answer with, just tell him. Okay, moving on to the next question, sir, because we know you're about to lie. Next. It's the 23rd of November, 2025. The year is coming to an end. So just one of those times, we are nearing, actually we are in that time period of where you have everything is overhyped and very excited. People are excited to do pretty much everything. Because there's Christmas, and then there's New Year, and then there's, holidays, meeting loved ones, meeting hated ones, especially when it comes to family reunions. Don't worry if you find yourself exchanging blows at a family reunion. It's not just your family. The difference is your family knows when to fight and when not to fight. Be that family that knows when to fight and when not to fight. The best place to fight as a family is at a family reunion. You don't fight in the middle of a shopping mall. No. At a shopping mall, you act like you love each other. Like, the kids don't misbehave at home, and the men will remember every anniversary and every birthday, and the, woman is in the mood every night. I don't know why that came up, but anyway, the thing is, this whole thing is, that's how you know this is a professional black family. You don't fight in a crowd. Every screw up, every time take, for example, you are walking in a mall, you're just minding your own business, just having a good family day, in public, and the homeboy keeps staring at Yashi. You don't kill him there. No, you just take him home and then murder him. There are two advantages that comes with that, ladies. One, if you murder him in public, especially in a shopping mall, there's too much evidence. For one, the CCTV are surrounded by people and too much evidence. So that's why you should wait and then get home and then murder him. Because, no one's going to find out. You know, that's a joke, right? I just like to point that out because before people start taking that serious, going through, Mjolo induced problems. Now, that's why I found the whole, negative, comments, about Miss, Miss Namibia 2025. I'm like, seriously, guys, every family fight, just not in public. Keep it to yourself. If you have beef with her, wait for her to arrive. And then, do your beef. Now, here's one thing I found funny about this. Ladies, just hear me out. Do you have any idea how ridiculous it is to, at least as a guy, this is just my perspective on this whole thing, this whole Miss Namibia B50. 2025, Miss Namibia. Chelsea, chill on this, you know, chill on this one. I don't want you punching me in the face. So, where was I? You do realize that people will hate you no matter what you do. I learned that with the whole Miss Namibia 2025, the social media frenzy. Now, I'm looking at modeling, right? All models do is walk. Let's face it. It's glorified. Walking. Don't get me wrong. They walk like, they walk very beautifully. But come on. It's walking. Look, I know, we have given these things very nice. And, oh no, it's modeling. Oh, come on. It's walking. It's boxing. Is it? Homeboy is getting his daylight punched out of him. And you're calling it boxing. You can, yeah, sure, it's boxing, but bro is about to lose his teeth. That's not a sport. I don't know who came up with boxing and who just woke up one day and decided boxing is a sport. But I don't care what you say. Boxing is not a sport. That's called fighting. For money. And for some reason, sex workers are demonized. But I know it's widely different. But the bottom line is, for money. Now I'm a radio presenter. Yeah, Willie! Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Let's go with that. We don't want to hurt your little feelings. You are a radio presenter. What do you do again? You talk. It's talking. For what? For money? You talk for money. Oh, no. Look, I'm a politician. I'm a politician. A politician, lawyer, judges, justice, your worship, put them in one basket. Well, I went to school 4 years. You know, I'm a professional. I know, I'm a lawyer. Are you? Yes, I am. So let's break it down to its bare bones. Now, what do you do? You lie. For what? For money. See, when Paul said was it that first or second Timothy that, money is the root of all, the love of money is the root of all evil. That's one of the most misquoted scripture in the Christian good book. Muslims, you have to chill out on this one. The love of money is the root of all evil. So, helmet talks for money. Modelers, or more like, presenters, radio or TV talks for money. You are wondering why I'm not putting politicians in this basket. There's a different, those guys lie for money and lawyers. And, I'm taking myself out of that basket for now. Politicians, lawyers, basically everyone in the legal fraternity lie for money. My client would never do such a thing. Are you sure? I'm as sure as the check he gave me. Do I know the guy personally? Absolutely not. Was I there when this whole event transpired? Again, absolutely not. Are you a prophet? Again, absolutely not. Do you really trust this guy not to have done something like this? Not really. I don't trust him. My trust only go as far as the check he wrote me. That's basically what defending someone is in court is all about. You are defending them because they paid you money to defend them. Now, take a lawyer, for example, who is in any case that's ongoing right now, and who is saying, with all this investigation, all these are just allegations, my client did not do all these things. If they were in the position of a prosecutor, guess what they would be doing? They would be like, we have investigated and we have very strong evidence against this gentleman, and he's definitely going to jail. Let's just go for trial. So, the court scene is my favorite part because you have the prosecution saying, this man is guilty according to our investigation. And you have the lawyer saying, my client is not guilty. That investigation is botched. Now, what do these two have in common, especially when it comes to the respective sides they belong to? Prosecution is saying this man is guilty because his check, his salary depends on it. And Oga lawyer here is doing the exact same thing. He's saying my client is not guilty because before client came into that courtroom, he signed a check that was given to the lawyer, and then that lawyer was now was like you are going to defend me. What I mean is you have to put aside all the things that makes me guilty and only focus on the things that don't make me guilty. Capish? Murikete, the world we live in is so dangerous. Leave me alone. That's a DJ Vuyo thing. Where were we? What people do for money. In the first scene of the Big Bang Theory TV show, not the first scene, the first episode of the Big Bang Theory show, if you have never seen the Big Bang Theory show, it's a 12th season, so you will really have to have a whole level of sarcasm for you to basically sit through the whole, or all the 12 seasons. And yes, I have watched all of them like 5 times. But that's because, humor resonates a lot with me, which is why, a lot of people around me laugh at my jokes because my jokes are very funny. I don't care what they say. My jokes are funny. Now, just watch the first 10 minutes. Yeah, just the first 10 minutes. There's sarcasm in there on Sheldon. Sheldon and Leonard said when they met their new neighbor. Their new neighbor. Well, watch the whole thing. That's not how I get fired. Today is the 23rd, and a month end is closing fast. Now, moving on. So, let's come back to Namibia. We all do a lot of things for money, and these things have a very basic description of what it is, but there's already a professional, somewhat politically correct way of describing it. What do you do for a living? I'm a model, so you work for a living. Nice. What do you do for a living? I'm a boxer, so you get punched for a living. Congratulations. Sir, what do you do for a living? I'm a lawyer. Lie for a living. Got it. What do you do for a living? I'm a politician. Lie times a million for a living. Copy that. Okay, now, what do you do for a living? I'm a businessman. So you swindle for a living. I'm receiving so many calls after this. 29 minutes left to the past the hour of 11. If you just tuned in, this is Mind the Gap comedy show. Comedy show. Make I repeat that part. Comedy show. With yours truly, His Excellency Igwe, incumbent Prime Minister, His Royal Highness, Helmut Mahongo. His Excellency. The list goes on. So, let's start by, now look at what is going on in Namibia. One thing is for sure is that you have to really behave because, look, anti-corruption is not playing. You have to behave like a human being. If you behave like a wild animal, if you behave like an animal, you are going to find yourself with a reflective collar, because reflectors for animals to reduce nighttime road accidents. Now, this is there's a reason why I put this in on my poster, because I don't think the honorable minister thought this through. Look, like everything else, he thought it through. Obviously, he thought it through. But there are there are pros and cons to everything, obviously. The minister here for works and transport, Veke Nkundi, is looking at it from an angle of, this is the festive season, and people drive a lot. And so you want to minimize, causes of accidents as much as possible. And one of those major causes of accidents, especially in the communal areas, is free roaming animals, aka your domestic animals. You have your donkeys, you have your cows mostly. I'm told in some parts of the country it's cattle, and some parts of the country it's donkeys. I'm just saying, well, it's Christmas, just, well, eat them. They'll reduce. Thank you. Now, I'm sure, well, we have all seen this all over social media about the proposal of finding some reflective pieces of call it apparel for our domestic animals to make sure that to save lives of drivers and the animals that are more often run over, especially at night. Now, here's the thing, though. The advantage of this whole reflective outfits for cattle, basically domestic animals, the advantage is that drivers will be able to see these animals from a very long distance and then just in time to brake and avoid accidents. Excellent. Life of an animal saved, life of a human being saved, and everyone is happy. Except, predators will also be able to see this animal much easily. I'm not talking about predators like hyenas only. I'm talking about predators like hyenas, lions, wild hyenas and domestic hyenas. Now, that's the part where I have to explain. Now, wild hyenas, we all know wild hyenas. Domestic hyenas are those ones that have a panga and a pair of ulsters. Those are domestic hyenas. And in December, like, there are 2 months where this reflective thing would be a terrible idea, if you ask me. First of all, December, that's the festive season. You have people that want Christmas meat, but they have been drinking all their money all throughout the year, so they didn't have time to either save up for meat or save up for a cow, and they don't have a farm. You see these guys chopping meat like no man's business, but they don't even own a farm. At this point, you'll be asking yourself, how are you getting all this meat? Well, thanks to the Ministry of Works and Transport, we can now see the meat from 10 kilometers away at night. Ouch. Therefore, some people will start using these reflectors as a, you know, indirect blessing for, of course, by their own God. Like, the point I'm trying to make here is this will be a blessing and a curse for those poor animals. A blessing in a way that they will not be run over anymore, because, well, drivers will see them right on time to brake or to reduce their speed and avoid them. But then those hyenas with a pair of all-stars, hey, those hyenas with a pair of all-stars will go hunting big time, domestically hunting. Now, that will be true for December, and that will also be very true for January. Now, I think we have to rephrase, you know. Can we just change January to... I'm talking about the name of the month now. Okay, what food is associated with more often associated with the month of January? Cabbage. So instead of saying January, we say cabbageary. Yeah, in the month of cabbageary. Now December is known for weddings, especially in Namibia. Wedding bar? Nah, that's not gonna cut it. Nah. Chilling bar? Let's go with that one. Is it? Yeah, let's go with that one. But February would be my favorite. Is it now, Valentine's? February is my birthday. I'm not letting Valentine steal my birthday. February is my birth month. My English is not English now. So. Where were we? February will be... Look, one thing I know is that January, February, March, in Dimbugushu is Mwenge, Yowaira, Ngenda Nafire. Mwenge, Yowaira. Yowaira is February. Now the beautiful thing about the how months are named, especially in my language, is that the name of the month is more associated to the change in vegetation that takes place in basically all across the terrain. Take Mwenge as in it's more of the it's similar to what you have in spring taking place. Yowaira means Yowaira is February. This is when the grass is too tall; you can't see what's in front of you. And that's also the same word. The word comes from Kuyowera, which means it's now covered. How do I put this? Picture a farm that has crops. But then the crop, and the crops is engulfed. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. The crops is engulfed by weed. That, my God, I had no idea that it was this difficult to translate my language into English. But I know a lot of people think, no, I was stopped by someone. Embarrassing enough, it was my fellow Kavango that stopped me. And told me, yeah, and asked me to, you know, to translate for them, to translate for them a song that they were playing. That song was in Nyanja. Now I was like, okay, here's the thing. I'm not actually Zambian. I'm Mbukushu slash, I'm Kavango, Mbukushu to be exact. And like, really? I thought you were from DRC. I was like, yeah. Ancestors, maybe. But I don't think that's true either. Because I still maintain to this day that everyone with a big forehead, East Africa. If you have a big forehead, you can see you can see these physical features in a lot of East Asian, Kenya, Ethiopia. Like I'm telling you, the forehead is big enough to generate solar energy. Big forehead, chances are very high your ancestors came through East Africa. And also, you're not Buffy. But if you are Buffy, chances are very high central to West Africa. Because, they came down with all the muscles. Now, if you are black, like I'm talking about skin color, and you have a big forehead and hair that grows like hair that grows taller than 5 centimeters, but you wear shoes size 5. Congratulations, Kois and DNA check. You and I should be friends. Moving on. So, let's come back to the reflective, attires or apparels or collars or jackets. I don't know. We don't know what type of reflective material they're going to get for this kettle. Whether it's a reflective, do you say necklace? You can't say bracelet for a cow. Call it stomach lace. I don't know. Now, I think necklace would make more sense. They said to someone, they said one media house that wanted to steal my job of being a comedian. They used a picture when they were reporting on this. They used a picture of a god that was wearing, I think, one of those neon reflective jackets. Seriously? Yeah, and neon reflective vest, not jacket, vest. Reflective jacket. Huh. That's a lighthouse. So, those poor kettle. Let's see how this thing is gonna go. But, now, let's take one of my favorite DJ breaks. And then when we come back, we're gonna talk a little bit about ACC. And we are going to take why you should behave before you start seeing your festive season flashing, in front of your eyes. We're going to talk a little bit about ACC and what they are, you know, how they are maneuvering people's Christmases and breadwinners. Hey. Imagine the guy that is loaded in your family. All your Christmas plans are dependent on him, and then he gets arrested. Anti-corruption. Wait until January, Baba. This can't be going on like this. But oh, more on that on the other side of my DJ break. And then after that, we're gonna talk about my favorite psychological, psychology. Is it term or phenomenon? I don't know how to describe it. Psychology, a phenomenon, or more like a human psychology tendency. Yes. Called a hedonic treadmill. It has to do with happiness. That's when we're going to dive in a little bit into, it's the end of the year. How much of the plans that you made at the beginning of the year have you pulled off? Where did you fail? Where did you succeed? What constitutes failure? And, are you being a giant baby about it? Or are you, re-strategizing to work on your strengths and weaknesses for next year? Or you are just being a mopey baby? Please don't be a mopey baby. Thank you. Now. DJ time. You're so lucky I don't know how to play a guitar, because the day I'll learn and master how to play a guitar, you people will not drink me water. But anything bookish. Yeah, Vuma Luzilami. Vuma. I have no idea what are we vooming, but we, you know, we'll just go ahead and vuma. But no worry. No tatu buti to do. No worry. No worry. No worry. Let's go. Nangala, that's what you're saying, right? Anyway.
na golo kume. Do tu fulu rate ku. Chana kwezi Onda valero wa mungunga Uya hui wano zerera No wacheta No wacheta No wacheta No wacheta kwa kteri Buke pui hayashu Raketo la kari Chibwibwile chibwibwile So dopindo taman Mungita totun Arosko pindo shaman Gotik sere tainika
back from that short DJ session. So we have 8 minutes left to the hour of 12. We still have an hour and 8 minutes, of which 37 minutes of them must basically shoehorn everything in there, because the last 30 minutes I just like to play DJ. If you just tuned in, Home Run with Helmed and Dwight, or if you want to go the Lois Eshimi way, just go with a Hermta. Not Dwight. Okay. Very soon she's either calling or just flying all the way from the north to come here, Madami, and then go back. Nah, she's, she doesn't have a violent bone in her body. That's how you prepare a comeback after screwing up. She's so nice, doesn't have any violent bone in her body. You never had to fly. Now, so let's look at what in life everything has pros and cons, right? You know, the ACC, anti-corruption, is fighting, well, corruption. Now, I don't know whether it's how this is being reported on by the media, of which we fall in that category, or it's just my comedian mind just can't seem to see past. Okay, first of all, as a comedian, my first way of interpreting things, at least mostly mentally, is in a sarcastic way. So, please, every time I'm serious, give me credit. Give me credit when I'm being serious. Because everything I look at, the first thought that pops up, the first comment, every time you ask me a question, the first answer that pops up, every time I see something, the first, response that pops up is sarcasm. I swear. So, I now have to recalculate everything if we are in a serious situation for me to restructure that whole thing in a serious way so that I can, you know, respond if it's a question, or more like give a point of view if I'm being asked on what's my take on something that's serious. So I have to, it's a struggle to be serious when you're a comedian. A lot of people don't understand that. So when we're at a funeral and you see me putting on a straight face, just know that it's a struggle. What if it's a funeral of your loved one? Even worse. You know why? It's because this is something that a lot of comedians don't tell people. So I don't blame you guys. Sarcasm, for those ones that has it naturally, 90 to 100% of them will tell you it's a defense mechanism. Unfortunately. Yeah. It's one of those realities that basically took me a while to face. It's a defense mechanism. A very good one, because, well, a lot of us crack our best jokes when we are going through crap. Because now this is where the mind is going an extra mile to come up with sarcasm. And believe me, we are going to produce the best works. And it's more often the most offensive if it's being directed to you. I have had a few friends that almost punched me in the face because of the dumb things I said, because I froze. And then a few days down the line, I remember one of my, you know, one of my friend, a guy, I said something that made him not talk to me for almost a month. But to this day, we're still laughing at, you know, still laughing at it, because it was offensive as a heck. Look, he hits me with news that made me freeze. Now, while I'm trying to break that silence, I start rumbling, and in the rumbling, I say very incendiary things that I can only say when I'm surrounded by my homies. Sorry. Now, anyway. Because seriously, I don't want to be punched in the face. So, it's a defense mechanism. Everything has pros and cons. Comedy has its own pros and cons. One, it makes you guys laugh. And by the way, when you are laughing at our jokes, very therapeutic. Very therapeutic. Very mental healthy therapeutic. We know that when you are laughing, it's therapeutic for you. But your laugh is very therapeutic for us. Which makes radio comedy very depressing. No, it's not. It's not. I know you are rolling on your floor. Because I've had some of my awesome, awesome listeners call me. And I've run into a lot of them. And more of them are taxi drivers. Many of them are taxi drivers. Shout out to you guys. I was going to clean a coupe earlier this year. And then I just requested I requested a Yango. Because that's a rich people location. I don't know it very well. So I just decided to hop in a Yango. And my driver was laughing the whole way. My driver was laughing from Klein Windhoek to Groove Mall. It turns out homeboy is one of those very rare gems that understands political sarcasm. And he really likes it, and he's a huge fan. If you are listening, again, shout out to you. And homeboy was laughing the whole way, I swear. Which is not very good for my ego, because my ego at this point was going through the roof. I'm like, hey, see, maybe broke but famous. Did I mention broke but famous? So now let's talk about ACC for now. Like the pros and cons of what ACC is doing is the direction we are headed right now. Let's first go through what ACC is doing. Now, the media, look, I don't mean to criticize us guys, but some of the pictures that we are using to basically report on what ACC is doing have made me rewrite the whole information on the news about what's going on. But to be explained on the other side of the commercial break.
Litavazende kize imba izwezipiri lwekelize mikwaye nguyencha kukona kunolofaza kwa nkufisa hamo chwalo ni mata amskavo na kare kana mwitukiselize kubona msevelezo wa imba ye mufumane lisevelezo wa zezwezipiri ze kakulipafela mashiling alika na 36 Namibian dollars kakweli kapa kamikwaye kutesi fafasi ye tatama 5% machipisa hamungo tisari kwelize talu 10% machipisa hamungo tisari kwelize sirela 25% machipisa hamungo tisari kwelize lishumiperi muketeri kwelize zo muvata kuri mukone kukala kuikola zendezeo imba imiswalezi fana chipisa imba toku bukani fasi kaufela mwipe kwa lisevelezo za imba kachenu kuri mukone kuikola zende kaufela.
You've leveled up in life and now it's time to level up your contact. MTC is changing the game with our new contract data plans. More data, more voice minutes, and more SMSs. Core of everything you need. Plans start from just $199 per month. And for a limited new customer's score, an extra 10 gigabytes of data valid for 90 days, absolutely free. Don't wait. Visit any MTC mobile home or call 1-2-000 to level up today. MTC, make the connection.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Welcome back. Now, where are my ACC guys? Now, let's look at the ACC. How it's being reported here. If you want a real news on these topics, go to the Eagle FM Facebook page, because this is Mind the Gap. You're welcome. 2 days ago, Anti-Corruption Commission ACC has announced the arrest of Liam Mbako, a hydrologist technician employed by the Ministry of then they go into that whole Ministry of Mines, Energy, blah blah blah. But wait, is that mines? I don't care. But look, the pictures used made me restructure that into that piece of information into ACC arrest two identical people for being the same. For looking the same, not being the same, that'd be weird. For looking the same, because these guys look awfully similar. And in other news, where's that? Anti-Corruption Commission 1 day ago announced the arrest of Megameno Nanda on Friday. Yo, man, people are now. This is a mugshot, right? That was used here. Ombo has a very serious face on. Which is screaming ACC? One, I'm innocent. Two, even if I was guilty, why on Christmas? Like, seriously? And anyway, but the good thing is there are bails going on in this whole arrest. So that's a positive part. At least for those that are being arrested. Anti-Corruption Commission has announced the arrest Nangolo. That's the only word I can pronounce there. The rest is, that one is very Afrikaansy, Asenane, and another very Afrikaansy one, or what language is there? So, but don't be disrespectful. So, you have,
who is taking these pictures of these people being arrested by the ACC? Because it's giving a lot of comedy vibe. So, here's the one, behave. Two, keep your fingers crossed. But look, all I can say, ACC, is, guys, maybe there's one of my homies who is also under investigation. I don't know. All I'm saying is, be very careful of how you're arresting these people anti-corruption, because you'll be ruining people's Christmas. Now, in our squad, we have a homie who is loaded, and then you have Helmut who is broke. Now, we have a lot of Christmas and festive season plans. If you arrest him, you have ruined the whole festive season. And that's not very fair. That's not very good for the mental health of the boy child in Namibia. we're going to use the mental health card on this one. The very same way that black people, especially when they're middle of white people, everything white people do, racist. And it turns out we all do that all the time. We all do that. Black people go, no, that's racism. No, there's nothing wrong with, look, if you're in the middle of a white dominated country, and you steal, and someone calls you a thief, it has nothing to do with racism. You're a thief. The same goes for white people. If you find yourself in Africa, and you are embroiled in some scandal, and now everyone is pointing a finger at you, they're not being racist, buddy. They're just saying you are an idiot. Nothing to do with your race. It's not you, you're not from a race of idiots. Genocidal maniacs, to some degree, maybe. But idiots, no. But here's the thing. Women, you guys do the exact same thing. Every time that a woman is losing an argument, it's just patriarchy, you are just being a misogynist. Madam, you are wrong. You're just wrong on this one. This has nothing to do with patriarchy, and has nothing to do with, with the oppression of women. And this is, by the way, we are not arguing with women, we are arguing with a woman who is wrong, by the way. Unless she's your wife, then you are wrong. She's right. I don't care what your excuse is. She's right. The question is, do you want to be right or you want to be happy? Because it turns out you can only pick one. You want to be right all the time. You want to be happy all the time. And who else uses it? Elders. When they are losing an argument. When elders are losing an argument, that's when they start pulling out the every elder's get out of an argument free card or get out of jail free card. Huh? So kids of these days don't even have respect anymore. So you're basically exchanging words with an elder. More often when that comes up, just know that Oga elder is losing an argument. No valid point to stand on Oga elder. And who else uses the, LGBTQ. You guys are also in that bucket. Every time you start losing an argument, you start saying you are homophobic. We are not doing that. No one is homophobic. You are wrong. I know you're homophobic. This country just hates queer people. No, it doesn't. You are wrong. You're welcome. Kids, you're also in that bucket. Kids will be running around doing some of the dumbest things. And then you start to reprimand them. But I'm just a kid. So you know you're a kid. Look, if you know you're a kid, then you're old enough to know you shouldn't be doing dumb things. In the Fimbugushu language, there's this thing we like in, now, you more often hear elders saying things like, if you can remember to dress before leaving the house, that means you are grown up now. If you can remember to dress before leaving the house. If you find yourself not forgetting to put on your clothes before leaving the house, that means you are now old enough to make some, to stop making some of the dumb mistakes that you are currently making. Which makes a lot of sense if you ask me. Because when you are an adult, you can forget anything. But forgetting to put on your clothes, you can show up to work without your laptop. I forgot it. Totally understandable. You can show up to work without your pen, pencil, without your computer, without the required files. Then you can just dash back and get them. But there is not a single day as an adult will you just find yourself in a cab completely behind naked and saying, oh, I forgot to put on my clothes. First of all, that taxi driver and everyone in it are going to be traumatized. Especially if you're a guy, because the hard words they're going to be seeing, and then there's no amount of therapy that will help them go through that. Now, if you're a woman and you make that mistake and you hop in a cab full of women, chances are very high some of them will be traumatized. But if you hop in a cab full of guys, for the first 5 minutes, no one is going to say a word. And for the first 10 to 15 minutes, no one is going to stand up. And anyone that was going to stand up in the next 10 to 15 minutes is going to have both their hands in their pockets. Every guy understands why that is. And if you don't know, please ask them. Ask your guy friend. Every time that, why do you guys sometimes, especially when you're at a place, okay, now, why do you guys sometimes just randomly put your hands in your pockets, especially both of them? They will explain. I've said enough. I don't want to be not invited to a men's conference. Let's go with the.
Win big. Win now with PremierBet Namibia Totes. Get a 200% sports bonus of up to 2,000 Namibian dollars. Sign up now at PremierBet.com and use promo code Namibia264. PremierBet. Win big. Win now.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opo yue eku.
Welcome back. And in other news update, the Anti-Corruption Commission has confirmed that more arrests are expected across different sectors of the country in the coming weeks. There is no way this is going to end well, because it's either you get arrested or your sponsor gets arrested. I'm telling you, this December is about to be ruined. In what was that word that was used? This December is about to be ruined across different sectors. Now, here's the thing: if you have if you are in a squad with a main sponsor who may or may not be controversial and may or may not be under ACC investigation, please, please tell them, "Oya Oga boss, you know, just give us some money, or just small, just in case you get arrested, you know, then we can survive December. Otherwise, this December go be very dry, you. This December go very dry." Eagle FM. Good.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Hello. Come again.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Why does it sound like I'm talking to a bundle of joy? my first bundle of joy caller. guys, I don't want to traumatize my listeners. Take the phones away from your bundle of joys. Please. I don't want a bundle of joy picking up a phone and then we have questionable background noise in the background. Questionable background noise. Please, I'm here to entertain my listeners, not traumatize them. Take the phone away from a bundle of joys. Thank you. They're very cute. But they will start making videos of you and then put it on social media. And that have happened before. One poor parent was just applying lotion and the phone was in the hands of the kid, and the kid turned on the camera, and the next thing they knew, the phone was on, so the video was of the madam applying lotion. It's all over social media. That's the difference between men and women. The women applying lotion, it turns out you guys apply lotion with way less clothes. But us, straight from the shower, and then we put on our clothes first. And then the parts that are not covered by clothes, those are the parts we apply lotion. I'm so proud of us. And you all keep wondering why we just get things. Yeah, so bottom line. Guys, I love bundle of joys. But. Don't give them your phones. But thank you very much for being a fan, because the fact that the bundle of joy found the number, it's just... I'm so proud of us. Eagle FM wins again. So, where were we? Homies, if you have a sponsor with a questionable reputation, tell them that in the event of an emergency, to create in the event of an emergency account for the sake of the squad, you know, just make sure that we have an account if one of us is arrested, the rest of the squad can be able to have a good December. Let's read that again. Anti-Corruption Commission has confirmed that more arrests are expected across different sectors of the country in the coming weeks. That's the update. But, for yours truly here, the Anti-Corruption Commission has confirmed the ruining of more Christmases across different sectors in the coming weeks. Fasten your seatbelt. It's about to get cranky. Ouch. Look, for the first time, knowing a guy who knows a guy is coming with disadvantages.
For those of us that don't know a guy who knows a guy, we're just there going, okay, well, I'm worried. So we have, 10 minutes. Okay, wow. That's going to be a lot to do in 10 minutes. So let's use the 10, maybe 15-ish minutes to talk about one psychological tendency, if I can call it that. Psychological tendency I ran into on social media. What sorcery is this? Now, there's something known as a hedonic adaptation. Now, if you have ever wondered why you wanted something so bad, and then you worked so hard to get it, and then you got it, and you were so excited for the first 2 weeks, and then a month or two down the line, it became very ordinary, like everything else you had. That goes for the same thing, like take for example, you wanted a car so bad and you started saving and hustling in a way that may or may not end up with you being investigated by the ACC. And then you bought the car and you were super excited. You have achieved your dream. Then you started driving the car, 2-3 days and then a week, a month, 2 months. It started looking ordinary. And you were like, you know what, let me just get another one again. And then you went to grinding. And you went on grinding to get another one. You bought it, whether it's a phone, whether this is a car, whether this is a new job, whether it's a promotion that you're grinding for. It has a way of bringing more like a temporary fulfillment, and then you are back to square one. I always wondered what modern marketing with this whole thing of the latest car that's coming out every year, the latest smartphone that's coming out every year, it's all based on this human, human psychological tendency of always finding things boring after a short period of time. And then you start grinding to get another one. You work for promotion, and then you work so hard. You're putting in weekends. You're putting in you're putting in late night hours, and then you get to the promotion, and then you are there. You are fulfilled, but not forever, just for a short period of time, and then we are back to square one. That's in a positive note. In a negative note, it's been observed, at least in the field of psychology, that hedonic principle, hedonic treadmill, applies in both positive and negative circumstances, where you have you can face a super embarrassing situation today, and then the more time passes, the less embarrassing it becomes. Or maybe a life-altering situation where you are drinking and driving, which is why you shouldn't drink and drive. And then you have an accident and you wake up in a hospital the next thing you remember, and you're told that your other leg was heavily damaged. The only choice that was left was to amputate it. Now you have to go through that transition of walking on two legs to walking on one. That's a whole transition you have to deal with. When I was in Arandes in 2015, I went to, there was a guy that actually happened to. It was just a weekend. It's just a split second that it takes to alter your life completely. Just having a good weekend. And then there was a car accident. But I'm not sure if he was driving or his homies. And then woke up in the hospital. Amputated. Like, one of his leg was damaged in a way that it couldn't be saved. They just had to amputate it. Now, picture a situation where you were walking on two legs yesterday, and then everything goes black, and then you wake up with one. That will, I don't care how strong you are, that is going to take a psychological toll on you. So the transition is going to be a very difficult one, which is why you're going to need loved ones on this one. Alcohol is not going to cut it. You're going to need a lot of counseling. And that's true for everyone. No one is too strong, basically, to go through that overnight. No one is strong enough to go through that overnight. We would all take ages to go through that transition. But the thing is that this hedonic treadmill basically helps us sort of like keep adjusting things back to normal every time this monumental changes happens. So when it comes to negative circumstances, it really helps us, it's a very positive thing because it brings you back to the time where you are now dealing with things like acceptance. The same goes for the loss of, the loss of a loved one. But when it comes to positive things, it becomes somewhat very toxic because now you are, nothing satisfies you. Every time that you set your eyes on something, you want to get it. And then you put in all the work and mighty energy to go and get it. But after acquiring it, a week later, you're bored with it. And now you need another one. And now you need another one. And now you need another one. And I'm like, oh, now I know how players are made. pointing fingers, of course. And now you need another one. And another one. And another one. So this is a psychological tendency that a lot of experts recommend if you really want to be happy. The whole idea of happiness now comes in very, it becomes center of discussion because if you really want to be happy, you really have to learn to fight that naturally. I mean, it's inherent. It's inherent. It's building. You will have to learn to figure out ways to work around that mindset. Otherwise, you are never gonna be happy. You will always be chasing the next big thing. The next thing you know, you are in your 60s and you are looking back at all these accomplishments. You are in your 70s, 80s and 90s and you are regretting not having lived because you did not take time to embrace the little that you have accomplished. You did not take your time to basically, to absorb and appreciate, how many hours you had to put in, how many extra days, how you had to grind through the holiday for you to get this car, or for you to get this smartphone, or for you to get that crash. Now all these things we more often forget. And then that forgetting is where we are now caught, which is why it's called a hedonic treadmill. It's more like being on a treadmill. It doesn't matter how fast you are running. When you are on a treadmill, bottom line is geographically, you are on the same place. So, in other words, if you keep just, if you let the, a hedonic treadmill take over, happiness is always going to be high for you. And that's very true for all of us. We always want something. And then we grind to get it. And then halfway through, we're bored. And then when we are bored, we stop appreciating it. And when we stop appreciating it, because we put so much energy in grinding to get the next big thing. And well, guess what? If you are grinding to get a new smartphone, for example, that explains why there is a lot of depression on this planet. Because guess what? A new car is always coming out. A new smartphone is always coming out. Fashion trends are not going to stop. Actually, this whole thing is based on a psychology because, a lot of people don't understand. I was one of those people, but basically. That didn't understand just how much psychology is involved in the corporate world. It runs on psychology. The father of public relations, Edward Bernays, literally wrote a book titled Propaganda. Like, that's literally the title of the book, Propaganda. And if you read Propaganda, you will understand a lot about why the corporate world does what it does. by producing a new product every year.
Save the date for November 26, 2025, when all registered voters head to the polls for the regional councils and local authorities elections. Your voice matters, and your vote is your voice. Head to your nearest polling station and elect your leaders. Remember, every vote counts. Get involved. Put your voice in the box. Vote on November 26, 2025.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
Welcome back. So, looking at all the plans that we made at New Year's resolution, New Year's resolution 2025 at the beginning of the year, this is the time of the year when we basically assess everything like, how much have I accomplished? Do you have people who are celebrating, calling themselves, you know what, I nailed it. I've succeeded this year, was very good to me. And then you have those ones that are beating themselves up over, I'm just a failure. I haven't accomplished anything. I'm just, look at where my mates are. And when it comes to comparing ourselves, now comparing yourselves with others is very good for motivation. But then again, pros and cons, remember, everything has pros and cons. It can also be very toxic. Very toxic. Why? A lot of those of us that don't have trust fund accounts, we like to compare ourselves with people that have trust fund accounts. It's very motivating, I know. But really, Donald Trump was a trust fund baby. Have you listened to his success story? I started my business when my father gave me a very small loan of $1 million. Your father gave you a small loan of $1 million. US dollars. Your father gave you a small loan of $1 million. That's who you are comparing yourself to. First of all, you don't have a millionaire in your family, which is very questionable. Very questionable. Very questionable. There are a lot of people in the history. There are a lot of people that have had to meet and then basically procreate. That led to, for the past million years, there are people that have been meeting and making families, and the making families that led to you and me listening today. Because if we can trace back our generations, you will come up with over 1 billion people. Because your grandfather will lead to your great-grandfather, and then your great-grandfather, your great-great-great. Now, 4,000 years down the line, you have a giant family. So you are telling me none of these people could just grind hard enough for me to be a trust fund baby. Now that I'm thinking about it, it's pissing me off. We have had this for 4,000 years. All of a sudden, I have to be the one that raises the case poverty. Oh, come on. Seriously. Every old money history starts with a thief somewhere in the family. More often, that's how it starts. There's a thief somewhere. Oh, I don't care what you say. Every big wealth structure, more often, more like 99.999% of the time, somewhere in that family history, is a thief or a bunch of thieves. Now, I totally understand what people mean when they say nice guys finish last. Now, if you and I, for those of us that are broke right now, we are from a family of nice people. Congratulations, bravo. We may or may not make our way into the Islam or Christian heaven. But the point is, we're broke, bub. We're broke. Bottom line is, we're broke. Now, what these people did not know was that, it may have been easy to steal back then, but now it's not easy because, well, Paul's noise everywhere. I really want to steal and change my family's history forever and making sure that they are all sorted for generations so that my great-grandchildren can have trust fund babies. But your balls, no, it's not making that life easy. Yo, ah, yeah. You know. Ogaman, go ruin your Christmas. No, just checking at the gate, making sure that, you know. And welcome back. So, when was that? Back in 2023, Forbes put up an interesting article on this whole hedonic treadmill. Now, the interesting thing is that there's a part that is that has the very nice phrase that's more often found in a lot of us that are on this hedonic treadmill. So, are you, and it says, so, are you a happy when person? What that means is, I'll be happy when I'll buy that house. I'll be happy when I drive that car. I'll be happy when I get that job. I'll be happy when I marry that person. If you want to talk to me directly. Don't go through the corners. I'll be happy when my 401k reaches that number. Now, that's an American thing. That's a rich people thing. I'll write that book, get that money, likes, rack up that number of views, achieve that title, host that party, get invites to that party, go on vacation, win that competition, lose that weight, then I'll be happy. Oh, really? It turns out, one could argue that we all are. Actually, that's true. We all have that tendency to some degree, some higher than others. The behavioral economic theory of hedonic adaptation suggests that it may be in our hardwiring, aka natural, that is our brains persistently seeking out newer and more rewarding experience that our tendency to constantly compare ourselves to others and helps ensure our drive to survive. It's a survival instinct that helped us survive when we were in caves. Now, we are not. And that survival instinct is still, that helped us. It was a survival instinct that have turned out because of the change in environment. Now it's toxic. It's causing some serious mental health problems. Does this suggest that we are destined to for dissatisfaction? Not necessarily, Forbes suggests, but when we understand the why behind our fast thinking, our instinctive impulsions, we can undertake practice to distract our thinking, to slow our processing down, to recognize our subconscious and balance it with rationale, aka reason. You have to apply reason sometimes if we want to be happy. Chasing a new thing is it's motivating. It's a good thing. But at some point, it becomes toxic in a way that nothing fulfills you anymore. This is where heavy drugs comes in. Because you are looking for the next fulfillment. Ouch. That's painful. Really painful. So, the most important thing is from time to time, every time that you have the edge to work towards something, and we all have that tendency. We all have that tendency. Unless you're not a human being. In that case, then what are you doing on our planet? So, we all have that tendency. So, the recommendation is we have to, let's not allow that to run us. Take intimacy, for example. You see a very nice short skirt today, and then you chase it, and then you get it. And then 2 days down the line, you're like, this short skirt is not as attractive as it was when I first saw it in Town Square. And then you see another one somewhere in Groove Mall, and then you chase it, and then you get it, and then another one, and then another one, and another one. And you know what happens after that? STD. You see, sometimes, if you were to apply rationale, you would not have found yourself in that shoe. Now, this is more often for my gender. And believe me, this is the problem. This is why babysitters are causing problems. Get my 20 minutes to DJ. But before we go, I go back to, you know, DJ. Can we just observe a moment of silence for those whose Christmas have been ruined by Posno and anti-corruption? Moment of silence, over. Welcome back. I know. Oh, Brenda Fassi, let's go.
großartige Neuigkeiten. Imba ist jetzt noch besser geworden. Wir haben brandneue Funktionen hinzugefügt, um dein Erlebnis noch reibungsloser, schneller und leistungsstärker zu machen als je zuvor. Bereit, das volle Potenzial von Imba freizuschalten? Erhalte alle exklusiven Funktionen für nur 36 Namibia-Dollar pro Monat oder spare noch mehr mit unseren speziellen Abonnementplänen. 5% Rabatt bei einem 3-Monats-Abonnement, 10% Rabatt bei einem 6-Monats-Abonnement oder 25% Rabatt bei einem 12-Monats-Abonnement. Wähle den Plan, der am besten zu dir passt und genieße alles, was Imba zu bieten hat, zu einem unschlagbaren Preis. Imba, where the world congregates. Lade es herunter und abonniere noch heute.
I just can't stop thinking about ICC. Imagine getting arrested on your wedding day. ICC. Can I please say, you know, okay, maybe that's a, you know, your family have been forcing you to get married and then just, you know, just steal like a small, so you just do like a small, small corruption after proposing to your fiance so that you can get arrested. Next thing you know, they're arresting someone with a smile and everyone is going, why is he smiling? Isn't he getting arrested? Well, the bright side.
Wycliffe.
Your mission is a difficult one. It always is. The point is, we're all doing something for the dollar. Dollar belly, makes the world go round. Oh, so we're told. But nah, money is important. Don't get me wrong, it is important. But it's not most important. Because there are a lot of people that have had a lot of money, and they ran out of oxygen, and their money couldn't save them. One of the richest, actually, if not the richest men on the planet, was that David Rothschild. Passed away, I think that was last year. The man is so rich, no one even know how much he has. And maybe his family members, maybe his family does, but that's how rich he is. Like, look, there's Vrupa rich, then there's Yat rich, and then there's Rothschild family rich. Like a ionosphere type of rich. From here to Mars and back again type of rich. Did I?
and left billions every year. Oh, rich people die too, turns out. Well, you know, they also die. But money, nah, we just leave it them to your next door. So if you ask me between money and oxygen, I would choose oxygen. Between money and what else? Nah, go back to DJ.
Your mission is a difficult one.
It always is, sir.
These are photos of Aya Bongo. She's to be deported back to a hostile country.
You cannot let that happen.
In this refugee camp, everybody was waiting for word if they would get into the country or be deported. Me, I just wanted to see her get in, man. The sweetest girl.
Some live for the bill, some kill for the bill. Yeah. She whine for the bill, grind for the bill.
She used to be the sweetest.
Some steal for the bill, if they gotta pay the bill. Yeah.
She used to be
two nights while Clef ain't gone, Wizzy on the bill. Oh. High school, she was that girl that make me do the hula hoop around the gym.
Just to get a pickup, yeah, she's a 10.
High school, she was that girl that make me do the hula hoop around the gym.
Again, she's a
10. Never thought that she would come and work for the president. Just to George Washington.
Where my money at?
She falls. He calls.
Where my money
she
at?
Had a good day, bad day, sunny day, rainy day. All you wanna know is
where my money at?
Those legs don't get fake. Go out there and make my bread. All you wanna know is
where my money at?
She ended up in a roll car. Bruised up, scarred heart.
Beautiful women get money, washing them dollar bills like laundry.
Have a seat. Passport. Aya Bongo.
What do you mean?
You gather your belongings.
What?
Next.
I'ma tell you, like you told me, cash rules everything around me.
She used to be the sweetest girl ever, ever. Now she likes sour amaretto. She wears a dress to the T like the letter. And if you make it rain, she will be under the weather. She used to run track back in high school. Now she tricks on the track right by school. She takes the loss cause she don't wanna see her child lose. So respect her, I'll pay up for the time used. And then she runs to the pastor. And he tells her there will be a new chapter. But she feels no different after. And then she asks him, where my money at?
I'ma tell you, like you told me, cash rules everything around me. Singing dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
I'ma tell you, like you told me, cash rules everything around me. Singing dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar, dollar bill,
y'all.
Some live for the bill, some kill for the bill. For the bill, grind for the bill.
Where my money at?
Steal
TDB, they got a baby. Tonight, my clef ain't gone. Wheezy on the beat. Whoa.
Where my money at? Cash rules everything around me, singing dollar dollar belly, yeah. Some kill for the bill if they gotta pay the bill. Ooh. ACC investigates the bill and they arrest you for the bill. Ooh. And you miss your Christmas for the bill. Your side chick and your main chick are getting a different boyfriends for the bill. Ooh. Where my money at? I know. So, let's, should we go a little bit French? Oh, yeah. This is very boring. Need something with fast tempo. Oh yeah. There we go. Awesome.
Military touch.
David on Jeffrey.
That would be me as a backup singer. My job is just to my role is to just be saying ooh, eh, and let others do the singing. Lie, but go on.
I love you when you look at me, baby. And you call me daddy. You shine like a light from the sun. Drown no it, I will help, baby. Can I win any? You shine like a light from the sun. Let me love you, let me give you my hope. Because you shine like a light.
And we have come to the end of our show for today. Until and Sunday, Monday to Friday, that's just home run. Sunday is for Sarcasm and DJ with Helmut on Eagle FM. That brings us to the end of our show for today. And again, just to wrap it up, a moment of silence for all those people under ACC investigation and their homies, especially those that are depending on people under investigation for Christmas. A moment of silence for those ones. Moment of silence over. For those ones that are planning, you know, for those ones that don't want to get married, but they've already made plans and have crossed their fingers and hope they end up on an anti-corruption, aka Paul's Noah list or James Agwasa list. A moment of silence for those ones too. Guys, begin to hustle on your own for this Christmas because the way things are looking, your breadwinner might be arrested before Christmas. Then you're cooked. Commercial break and goodbye.
You've leveled up in life.
And now it's time to level up your contract. MTC is changing the game with our new contract data plans. More data, more voice minutes, and more SMSs. Core of everything you need. Plans start from just $199 per month. And for a limited new customer's score, an extra 10 gigabytes of data valid for 90 days, absolutely free. Don't wait. Visit any MTC mobile home or call 1-2-000 to level up today. MTC. Make the connection.